Your attention, please. Lifebuoy announces Mercury contest winners tonight. Now, Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town.
He's all about death by plan. Tonight's Big Town story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Extra, extra.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor, whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, that it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and Steve Wilson's headline story of Death by Plan. Most premeditated murders are the product of warped and twisted minds. And such is the case in Steve Wilson's assignment for tonight, that had its beginning in the prison office of Dr. Grant, the psychiatrist, as he listened to the bitter complaints of Greg Barton, a prisoner serving an indeterminate sentence for manslaughter.
Listen, Doc. I've served 5 years for that accidental killing. I've been on good behavior. I'm a trustee. Why did the parole board turn me down?
For your own sake, Barton, and for the sake of others.
What do you mean by that, Crack? I haven't made any trouble here.
No, not here, because you want to get out.
I'll say I do. Who doesn't?
Yes, but in your case, the reason is to get even with those you feel responsible for your arrest and conviction.
How do you know that?
It's my job here in the prison to discover those things, Barton.
How?
Well, if you'll recall, we've had several talks.
So what?
You revealed a feeling of persecution, a bitterness, and a hatred toward several persons.
What are you talking about?
And your partner, Will Adams. The girl, June West, over whom you admittedly fought and killed the wrong man.
Adams was the guy I should have killed for taking June away from me, but that doesn't matter anymore.
It shouldn't, but it does. And there are others you hate. A piano player called Mozart, a waterfront character called Willie the Weak.
How did you get all that?
You talked a lot to cellmates when you first arrived, Barton.
All right. What else have you got on me?
There's one other person you'd like to get even with, because he trapped you and turned you over to the police.
Who's that?
A newspaper man, Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press.
Okay, so you got a call. I haven't fooled you for a minute.
No, and I'm sorry, Barton. If you could forget this hatred, there might come a time when I could recommend a parole.
Wait a minute. Then you're the guy that signed my parole this time. And the last.
For your own sake, Barton. If you were paroled now, feeling as you do, you might...
murder somebody?
Yes. Sit down, Barton, or I'll have to ring for a guard.
You won't ring for nobody. You ain't gonna keep me here for the rest of my life.
Come in, Laura, I'm a lovely. And close the door on those infernal teletypes.
Uh-oh. Trouble, boil and bubble. What's up?
Remember the Greg Barton manslaughter case about 5 years ago?
Barton? Wasn't he running around with some singer, a friend of Mozart, suspected her of two-timing him, picked a fight with the wrong man and killed him?
Yes, and Barton strangled a prison psychiatrist this morning and managed to escape in the doctor's clothes.
Good heavens, how could that happen?
Well, it's one of those things that can't happen, Lorelei, but do.
But why'd the warden call you, Steve?
Because Barton seems to have a burning desire to get even with anyone who had anything to do with putting him away. And I'm on the list.
Golly, that's right. You and Mozart tracked him down and turned him over to the police. You boys better be careful until Barton's picked up.
I don't think we can afford to wait for that, Lorelei. There are others involved. His ex-girlfriend, June West, and his ex-partner, Will Adams.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Steve. Wasn't poor old Willie the Wheat mixed up in that original killing in Mozart's Harbor Cafe?
Yeah, Willie was washing dishes in the kitchen, saw the fight, and testified Barton started it. Otherwise, Barton would have gotten off with a self-defense plea.
That includes Willie and his Harry the Hack with him.
Yes, I want you to take Harry and his hack and find Willie at his shanty boat or somewhere along the waterfront.
Oh.
Just a minute. I've had Mamie on switchboard trying to locate Will Adams. He's moved. Hello.
Hello, Wilson. Will Adams. Your switchboard operator tells me you want to talk to me on a matter of life and death, she put it.
It could be just that, Adams.
How so?
Your ex-partner, Greg Barton, escaped from safe prison this morning and killed a man doing it.
I'm not surprised, but how does that concern me? I had nothing to do with his arrest or conviction.
No, but Barton is convinced he killed the wrong man for taking June West away from him. He suspects you're the right one and may decide to remedy his original mistake.
That's nonsense. I'll admit I was going around with June West, but that's over. Wait a minute, Wilson. Someone just came in my office.
Hello, Adam.
Greg Barton. How did you get here?
Illustrated press you're talking to, I guess you know.
Give me that. Put away that gun, Greg. I never need a gun after your double-crossing rats. I'll get to you as soon as I talk to Wilson.
Well, will I get Adam's address from Mamie? Notify the police Barton is there. Hurry.
The double-double.
Ah, Wilson, you nosy newspaper slut. Are you getting an earful over the phone?
Yes, Barton. You didn't waste any time getting to Big Town.
No, and I'm not going to waste any time now that I'm here. I got a lot of things to do.
Well, you better take it easy, Barton. Or you're liable to go back to prison on something more than a manslaughter charge.
Don't try to kid me, Wilson. I heard over the radio I squeezed too hard on that windy dock's windpipe, and he's dead. So I'm in for a murder rap, no matter what I do from now on.
All right. But why take it out on Adams? He never did anything to put you away.
Don't kid me. I heard what he said to you a minute ago. And quit worrying about this two-timing slug. Start worrying about what's going to happen to you.
Greg, put that gun down and listen to me.
Just a minute. Don't interrupt me, Will. I waited a long time for this. I want to enjoy it. And I want Wilson to get a sneak preview of what I'm going to do to him. Are you still hanging on the phone listening, Wilson?
Yes, and you'd better listen to me, Barton. If you really want to try and get even with me for helping send you to prison, you leave Adams alone and get out of his office as quickly as you can.
Now, ain't that noble of you, Wilson? I suppose you told someone to tip the police on here in Adams' fancy office.
Yes. And that building will be surrounded in a couple of minutes. So if you want to get to me, forget Adams.
But I don't want to forget Adams, because I should have killed him in the first place.
Don't do it, Barton. One shot out of that gun in your hands, and you'll never get out of that place alive.
I'll get out, and I'll get to you, Wilson. All right, Will. I want just one thing out of you. Where's June West?
I don't know, Greg, but there wasn't anything between us. Just your crazy jealousy.
Where is she, you two-timing liar? Tell me or I'll blow your heart out.
Tell him, if you know Adams, tell him where she is.
That's the Riverview Apartments, but I swear,
you slut. Just say a prayer if you got one in mind.
Now, wait a minute, Barton. Don't be a complete senseless fool with that gun.
Say this tall, Wilson. I had all the fun I want out of Will Adams. I've watched him standing here sweating, turning green.
Don't do it, Barton. You can't avenge yourself on the whole world.
No, but I can get this rat, June West, and a piano pumping Tal Mozart, and that mooch and stumblebum Willie the Weak. And you, Wilson, you're going to be the best of the lot, and I'm going to save you for the last. And listen to how it's going to be.
Thus, in spite of Steve's desperate effort, the killer has claimed his first victim. And for the exciting developments to come, we'll return to our Big Town story in a moment. You know, I always did think Lifebuoy health soap got me extra clean. But now I've seen the actual proof, and it really is something startling. Because the doctors now know that Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, the doctors made this amazing statement.
Actually, you are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap.
After 820 scientific tests, the doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder. Safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. You love the creamy, rich lather, the wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy tomorrow. Now to return to Big Town and tonight's headline newspaper drama captioned Death by Plan. Following the sensational prison break of a hate-crazed killer, Steve Wilson has talked to the killer over the phone and heard the first victim die. Now, in an effort to save four others marked for murder, Steve and Lorelei are racing to the apartment of June West in the cab of Harry the Loquacious Hacker.
Say, boy.
Say it, Harry.
But get us to the Riverview Apartments as quickly as the law allows.
Oh, that isn't the process of practically being done. And whilst, Wild, did I not hear you saying that our butchy-woodchy buddy Mozart is likewise a candidate for a slab in the morgue, alongside of this West Guard yourself and poor old Willie the Weed?
That's right, Harry, but we phoned Mozart to close up his Harbor Cafe until the police can round up Greg Barton.
Well, how about Willie the Weed? Didn't he put the finger on this Barton character for you, boss?
Yes. And I wish you'd drive down to his shanty boat and make sure he takes cover, Harry.
Jack, boss. And if he is not in a shanty, I will cruise the waterfront till I spot a moochamoolah for a mocha.
Do that, Harry, and check the hash houses. He sometimes washes dishes for a square meal.
Right, Miss Kilpoy. But what about you, boss?
Well, let me worry about that if we get to it, Harry. Personally, I'd rather hunt a killer than have him hunting me.
But Steve, Barton knows June West lives in the Riverview Apartments. You heard Adam tell him just before he was killed. Barton may be hanging around the building.
I don't think he's had time to get there, Lorelei, and I'd like to get her out of there before he arrives.
Riverview Apartments, boss.
Nice going, Harry. We'll right up in front of the entrance.
Golly, I hope Manny was able to reach her by phone and tell her to stay in her apartment.
Okay, Lorelei, my lovely. Let's go.
Anything I can do after which, if and when I find Willie?
Yes, Harry. Meet me at Mozart's Harbor Cafe.
Hello?
Hello, June.
Greg. Greg Barton.
So you remember the sound of my voice after all these years. I'm flattered.
Greg, listen to me. I didn't do anything to get you put in prison, and Will Adams didn't. It was your own crazy suspicion and jealousy.
So see, Wilson called you, warned you to run and hide. I thought he would.
Yes, his office phoned. He's coming here to help me get away where you can't find me.
I'll find you, beautiful. Maybe not tonight, because Steve Wilson has made me change my plans. I'll find you when I get through with the others.
Oh, Greg, you must be insane. Really insane to kill that prison doctor so you could escape to...
To kill Will Adams and the rest of you? Perhaps.
Give it up, Greg. There's still time. Don't you see? You can't be in your right mind.
You're surprising me, June. You don't sound frightened. Perhaps it's just as well. I have to give you a little more time to think about what's going to happen to you.
What are you going to do?
Give me something to think about. Going down to the waterfront, find an old moocher called Willie the Weak.
No, Greg. No.
Yes. Remember how that sobbing stumble-bum ruined my self-defense plea for what happened at your pal Mozart's Harbor Cafe?
Greg, don't do it. The police are hunting for you. They'll be waiting for you. They'll shoot you down like a mad dog.
No. What's that? Your doorbell, June?
Yes.
Better answer it. Probably Wilson. Tell him I'll give his regards to Willie the Weep.
No, Greg, don't hang up. Wait.
No, you wait, beautiful. Wait for me. And I hope you're still beautiful. I hope you'll look lovely on a slab in the morgue.
He hung up. He'll do it. He sounds so sane, but he must be out of his mind. Oh, I hope that's Mr. Wilson. Maybe he can do something to stop him. Who is it?
It's Steve Wilson, Miss West.
Oh, just a minute. Thank heaven. Please come in. Greg Barton just called. He hung up when you rang the bell.
I thought he might. This is Miss Kilburn, one of my best crime reporters.
Oh, you better get your things, Miss West. I'm going to take you to my apartment where you'll be safe until Greg Barton is recaptured.
Oh, thanks, but Greg isn't coming here.
Not coming? What did he say to you, Miss West?
He's going to the waterfront to look for that man called Willie the Weasel.
Willie? Good grief. He may get there before Harry. Lorelei.
Yes, he.
Get on the phone. Call Inspector Callahan of Homicide. Mm-hmm. He may be at Adams' office. Ask him to send a couple of men over here to guard Miss West. Tell him I'm on my way to the waterfront to look for Willie the Weep. Willie. Willie the Weep.
Yeah. Who wants what?
Open your candy door, Willie. I have a message for you.
Okay. Just a minute, mister. Who's the message from?
From your newspaper pal, Steve Wilson.
From Mr. Wilson? Well, what's he want for me to do, mister?
He wants you to meet him at Mozart's Harbor Cafe. Come on, hurry, you dopey old moocher.
Hey, who you calling a moocher? I don't mooch much.
Never mind your blabber. Come on, you're going to Mozart's joint.
You let go of me. You ain't acting like no friend of Mr. Wilson.
Come on, you let go of that table or I'll slug you with this gun.
I won't till I know who you are.
Oh, no?
You're coming to the Harbor Cafe if I have to carry you all the way.
Thanks, driver. No
need to wait. Keep change.
Sign of Harry's hat. Look at the light showing Willie Shantyville.
Hey, boss, Mr. Wilson, is that you?
Yes, Harry. Where's your hat?
Parked out on River Street and come here quick.
Well, what's up, Harry? Any sign of Willie?
He ain't here, boss, but he's been here and not long ago and there's been trouble.
How do you know that, Harry?
The place is a mess. Table upset, oil lamp smashed, and kerosene all over the floor, so it can't have happened long ago.
Good grief. Barton must have reached here first.
Yeah, poor Willie. It sure looks like he got it. Maybe got slugged by that galoot and dumped in the river.
No, wait a minute, Harry. That isn't the way this killer is working. He has to torment his victims, play with them, gloat over them, take his time.
Holy moly, maybe he got him out of here, took him someplace to do that. Maybe he carried him. Willie ain't very heavy.
Yes, and there's no trace of blood, no smell of gunpowder. Wait a minute, Mozart's place, Harry. It's only a couple of blocks from here.
And that's where Willie put the finger on this guy.
And that's where he may have taken Willie to pay him off and get Mozart at one and the same time.
I'll buy that, boss.
It's only a hunch, but it may pay off, Harry. Come on, let's go.
Who's out there in the alley?
Mozart, it's me. Willie the Weasel.
Willie, just a sec, Will. I'll unlock the side door. Steve said you might show and stay here until the cops got that Barton slug, so...
So I'm here.
Barton.
Here, you tin horn ivory thumper.
I'm sorry, Mozart. He caught me at my shanty boat. He was going to kill me dead right out in the alley if I didn't call to you.
It's all right, Willie. You did the right thing. Close the door.
Yeah. Now get back over to that crummy piano of yours, Mozart. Start playing your own funeral march.
Sure. Anything the customers want. Why, I'll leave them to an encore and play it for your funeral now that you're here.
Sit down and play, you slug. I'll call the tunes.
I'm sorry, Mozart. I guess I got you killed hollering like that and you letting him in.
Oh, forget it, Willie. I'd have done the same thing. So would a million other guys and gals that don't want to open that door of destiny that leads to eternity. No matter how dark and dull and dreary this life may be. How do you feel about that, Barton?
I don't have to think about it. I have the gun. Keep on playing. Try something else. I hear you're good.
How's this, Barton? It speaks of life and love and laughter that stands against the hand of haters and robs the bullet of its sting. Go on and shoot, you slug.
No, I'm not ready. You haven't had enough time to think about what's going to happen to you. I want to see you in this mucha sweat and cringe and crawl.
Then sit down, Barton. Maybe you've got a long wait coming. I've had time to think about death since the day I was born. But I made a kind of peace with death a long time ago. And it was all settled between us. Except the unimportant item on the agenda of how and why and when and where.
So you won't scare. Won't beg for even a few more minutes to live.
To live? I've been living on borrowed time for years. If I've got a few more minutes coming, I'll get them, Barton.
What about you, Willie the Weak? Are you ready?
No, I ain't ready, mister. But then I guess I won't ever be ready.
Shut up, you fools. This isn't the way I planned it. This isn't the way I thought you'd act. This isn't the way it was going to be.
Sorry, Barton. Give us time and maybe our nerves will snap and we'll cry. Give us time. Hard time's your time, fella. But remember, your time is running out.
Thus, Mozart plays and stalls for time for Steve and Harry to take a hand in this deadly game of murder by plan. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Amazing? Yes. But doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets skin cleaner than any other leading soap can. Yes, it's true. You are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Buy some Lifebuoy tomorrow. And be sure to listen at the close of this program for names of the latest winners in Lever's Mercury Day contest. Now for the tense and dramatic payoff in tonight's big town story of murder by plan. Hunting an escaped convict bent on killing those responsible for his imprisonment, Steve Wilson and Harry the Hack race to Mozart's Harbor Cafe on a hunch the killer may be there.
Don't drive into the alley, Harry. Stop here.
Jack, Wilson, let's hope we ain't too late.
No sign of any disturbance. I'll try the side door to the back room.
Let me come along and back you up with my trusty monkey wrench, Wilson.
All right, Harry, but keep that wrench in your hip pocket. It's no match for this killer's gun.
The same goes for your fist, boss. Maybe we'd better wait for Inspector Callahan and his homicide boss.
There may not be time to wait, Harry. Come on, let's move down the alley to the side door.
Right behind you, boss. Watch your step. That character may be hiding somewhere here in the alley, waiting to welcome you with a load of lead.
No. Hold it a minute, Harry. I think I hear Mozart at the piano in the back room.
Yeah. Mozart's beating out the blues, so I guess Barton ain't showed you.
Well, not necessarily. Mozart would sit down and play the Firebird if his place was burning to the ground.
Yeah, but this guy Barton ain't acting like he'd be in no mood for a concert.
On the contrary, he's just the type who likes to toy with his victim, Harry. Make them sweat it out before he shoots. Uh-oh, listen.
Holy moly, boss. Ain't that the funereal march Moses playing now?
Yes, and I'm certain Barton's in there, Harry, and there's only one sure way of delaying him.
Which way is that?
I'm going in there and give him another victim to gloat over.
No, boss, don't do it. You'd be just asking for it.
Don't worry, Harry. I think I have Barton's number. I think I can handle him. Go wait for Callahan. Tell him to cover this place like a blanket in case I fail.
Okay, boss, but look out, Barton. Don't cover you with no blanket. Good luck.
Thanks, Harry. Well, if this side door isn't locked, it isn't. Hello, Mozart.
Come in, Wilson. Come in.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Steve. Meet Greg Barton.
We've met. Over the phone tonight. But I thought I'd like to renew our acquaintance. Face to face.
Good. I was hoping you'd come, Wilson, but don't come any closer. I'll give you yours now.
That would be a shame, wouldn't it, Barton? Wouldn't that rob you of the pleasure of letting me sweat it out, waiting for you to decide the appropriate time?
You hadn't ought to come in here, Mr. Wilson. He hates you like poison, even more than the rest of us.
I don't think so, Willie. I think there's one other person he'd hate to miss in his murder plan.
Who, Wilson?
The girl you think betrayed you, Barton. June West.
Yes, but I'll get to her when I'm finished with the three of you. Where is she, Wilson? Where is she?
At her apartment with one of my reporters. But by morning, she'll be in the protective custody of the police, Barton. If anything happens to us...
Oh, yeah? Well, you give me an idea. It means you haven't tipped off the police. That makes it perfect. Get on that phone over there on the wall by Mozart's piano.
That's the idea, Barton.
The idea is to tell your reporter to bring June down here where she'll be safe. And one wrong word out of you, and I'll cut all three of you down.
All right, Barton. But I think you're making the last mistake you'll ever make.
That better be the right number, Wilson.
I come closer to the phone so you can listen in. If you don't trust me.
Hello?
Hello, darling. I see you.
Where are you, Steve? What's happening?
At Mozart's, and I think you'd better bring Miss West down here.
Steve, are you crazy? With Barton on the loose?
No. Do as you're told. That's all.
Wait a minute, Wilson. That's no reporter you're talking to. That's some girl.
Give me that form.
Gladly, but... Get that gun off the floor, Willie.
I'll get it, Miss Wilson.
Beautiful, Steve. Beautiful. You're pulling in like a fish.
Steve, what happened? Who got that shot? Steve.
Relax, Lorelei, my lovely. Barton is on ice. The shot merely nicked Mozart's battered old piano.
Oh, thank heavens. Golly, Steve, how did you manage it?
Well, I needled Barton into making me call for Miss West. And I counted on his getting suspicious when he heard me talking to a girl.
Why should he?
I mentioned a reporter being with Miss West. He didn't stop to think that a girl could be a reporter, and a good one.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. But what'd you hit him with?
The phone receiver.
Oh.
The cord gave me an extra reach. And speaking of extras, hang up and get Fletch on City Desk. Give him the story before Callahan gets here with all our rivals.
Okay, Steve, but are Willie and Mozart all right?
Willie's okay, and Mozart's still glued to his piano stool. Get going. Byline yourself a headline. 30-30, finish, the end.
And so ended with the re-imprisonment for life of the murderous Greg Barton, another exciting newspaper assignment for Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. Now, before hearing about next week's exciting Big Town adventure, here is Steve Wilson.
Friends, are you in Lever's sensational $100,000 Mercury They contest? Better hurry. That new Mercury is a marvel. And right now, Lever Brothers Company is giving away a brand new 1949 Mercury four-door sedan every weekday, Monday through Friday, through November 19th.
Right, Steve, and that's not all. There are also $110 cash prizes every day. So enter right away and enter often. You've still got time to win that Mercury. Here's all you do. Finish the following statement in 25 words or less. I like Lifebuoy because. Put the name of your storekeeper on your entry, then send your entry with a Lifebuoy box front and your name and address to Lever's Mercury A Day Contest, Post Office Box 3, New York 8, New York. Only residents of the continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii are eligible. Free entry blanks with complete rules are available at your store. Here are four of the Mercury winners.
Mrs. John Berkmere, Chicago, Illinois. Mrs. V.E. Scrivener, Gloucester Courthouse, Virginia. Francis Nyare, Honolulu, Hawaii. Ann Cameron, Riverside, California.
Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story entitled The Deadly Doll, the story of a female killer. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilbourne, and was written and directed by Jerry McGill. And now, Big Town bids you good night until next Tuesday night, same time, same station, when you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and the Deadly Doll, brought to you by the makers of Lifebuoy Health Soap, another fine Lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with sodium puts sunshine in your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso with sodium gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but actually whiter than new. And washable covers not just brighter, but even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, sodium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Find out for yourself how new Rinso with sodium puts sunshine in your wash. Only new Rinso contains sodium. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.